Okay, I'd like to call the Military Affairs, Space, and Domestic Security meeting to order. Would the Administrative Assistant please call the roll?
Mr. Chair,
Here.
Senator Hill,
Here.
Senator Bennett, Senator Bullard, Senator Jones,
Here.
Senator Sachs,
Here.
Senator Storms. Mr. Chair, we have an excused absence from Senator Bullard.
Okay, thank you very much. Our first bill today is by Senator Latvala. It's 1574. Senator Latvala has Tracy Cadell, who's going to present for him today.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill will expand the Florida Service Disabled Veterans Business Enterprise Opportunity Act to include veterans who are not disabled but have served during a war. Everyday veterans of the U.S. Armed Services return home to varying employment situations. Recent national statistics provided by the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs show that veterans of the wars in the Middle East have the highest unemployment rate. There were 11,000 more veterans unemployed in October 2010 compared to September. Also, there were 49,000 more veterans from the Middle East out of the labor force in January 2011 compared to December 2011. With Florida's extremely high unemployment rates, we must accommodate our veterans who have served our country on active duty, some through several tours of duty. This is from the federal contracting provisions. It is the policy of the United States that small businesses owned and controlled by veterans have the maximum practicable opportunity to participate in the performance of contracts let by any federal agency. This bill will allow similar opportunities afforded by the federal provisions by expanding the certification process with DMS to small service disabled veteran business enterprises to include veterans who are not service disabled. The benefits of certification include promotion through the My Florida Marketplace online purchasing system, first tier referrals to state agencies, networking activities, and technical assistance training. Many veterans from the Middle East wars are coming home with serious psychological trauma and physical injuries. This bill will give them a better chance to own their own business and employ others.
Then we have an amendment. Senator Hill, is this a courtesy amendment?
Yeah, it's a courtesy amendment, Mr. Chair, but a amendment that we can explain if the sponsor wants to.
The amendment simply adds a definition of wartime veterans to the bill. This was provided us by Veterans Affairs.
Okay, is there any opposition to the amendment, barcode 593-784? Seeing none, show the amendment adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Any questions of the bill sponsor? We do have one card, Jim Brody from Florida Department of Veterans Affairs. It's so good to see you, Jim. This either will be our last or next to the last committee, and we really appreciate your steadfast support of veterans, and you're always here for us. We appreciate it. We're going to miss you over the summer. You know? Okay, is that's all the cards. Any debate on the bill? Tracy, you recognize the close?
Wave close, Mr. Chairman.
Administrative Assistant, please call the roll.
Senator Bennett, Senator Bullard, Senator Jones,
yes.
Senator Sachs,
yes.
Senator Storms,
yes.
Senator Hill,
yes.
Mr. Chair.
Yes. By your vote, so Senate Bill 1574 passes.
Thank you, sir.
Our next bill is Senate Bill 2092. It's located in Tab 2. This is our committee bill, members. It deals with emergency public shelters. I'd like to pass the gavel to Chair Hill.
Senator Altman, you are recognized to explain Senate Bill 2092.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 2092 is a committee bill which you approved and introduced at our last meeting. The bill results from the committee's interim project on emergency public shelters and seeks to address the estimated 400,000 shelter space deficit Florida faces by the year 2015. Specifically, this bill aims to increase the compliance rate which newly constructed educational facilities meet in the public sector. Meet the public sector design criteria that allows the facilities to also function as emergency shelters. This bill requires DEM to include in its biennial statewide emergency shelter plan a report on school district compliance with the public shelter design criteria pursuant to Florida Statutes 1013.372. DEM must also create a registry to be available on its website that provides information on school district's compliance with the criteria. Finally, each odd number year, each county emergency management office must submit to DEM specific information related to compliance with the public shelter design criteria, with the public shelter design criteria for educational facilities permitted for construction within the reporting period. I'd really would like at this point to thank the staff for a job well done. A lot of this work has actually emanated from them, not only from doing the interim project, but also writing the bill. And I think it's a very creative approach. You know, we have a backlog, but if we're not properly managing, if we're not ensuring that the existing shelters are being meeting the criteria to begin with, that is the low-hanging fruit. That's the proper place to start. So I really commend your job well done.
Okay, members have any questions? Any questions? We have someone from the audience, William Booter. Okay. Members, we're back on the bill. Any debate? Senator Sachs. give me a moment now. Give me a moment.
It's all right, Senator.
Give me a moment.
I'm new. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for allowing me to say this, but I think that Chair Altman and the staff have really put together a very good piece of legislation here as a committee bill, and I certainly thank you and members of the staff, because this is something that will go far to help us, and I just have a funny feeling this summer we might be in a situation where our people might need something like this, and I think it's timely and very well written, and I certainly support it, and I'm proud to serve on the committee with you. Thank you. Except for Senator Hill.
Okay. Okay, we got about 100 comedians going out of business. Gotta be funny today. Okay, Senator Altman, we're back.
I wave my clothes, Mr.
He waves the clothes. Ask the Administrative Assistant to call the roll on Senate Bill 2092.
Senator Bennett. Senator Bullard. Senator Jones.
Yes.
Senator Sachs.
Yes.
Senator Storms.
Yes.
Senator Hill.
Yes.
Mr. Chair. Passes. 5.
Mr. Chairman, you...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. I vote for my vote.
Right.
I had to debate a little bit amongst myself. But.
Okay. I ain't the only one to forget today. Yeah. But by your vote, Senate Bill 2092 passes.
Okay. I think we have a little housekeeping, too, that before we... Thank you, Chairman Hill.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we need is a motion for a committee substitute in 1574.
Yes.
The motion by Senator Hill. Is there any opposition to that motion? Show it passed that 1574 will be a committee substitute. I wanted to, since we got the Division of Emergency Management here, again thank them for a wonderful evening. For the members that did not make the tour and the dinner, the lobster and stone crab was wonderful. The helicopter, oh yeah, and the helicopter ride to the airport, we actually rode on a Hurricane Hunter. We got to fly, we did. It was quite an evening. It flew to New Orleans to their home base where we had dinner. No, I'm kidding. This is a public meeting. We had no lobster. No, it was a good. It was a wonderful tour of that facility. It was very impressive. And I tell you, what was even more impressive is the people you have there working to show how well prepared we are and the protocol that's in place to respond to emergency. And if you haven't seen it, I would encourage you. What do you call it? The watch station?
The watch office,
where we have 24/7 full-time personnel there. Great public service servants there. Just on call, monitoring the state, because you never know when something very bad can happen. It's good to know. But it was very, very informative. No lobster. No. We had carabas. We had some pasta, but it was a good meal, and Senator Storms provided dessert. But
I don't know why he says that. Why does he say that? Because he provided the supper. I like bring a couple little cannolis, and he says thank you for the cannolis, and meanwhile he's providing us with supper.
But
how does that work?
You can work on my waistline. No, cannolis are very important to me.
Whatever. And they were not big full size cannolis.
Yeah.
They were like a half an inch long.
I know they
right?
were good. I must have
bite sized cannolis.
They were good.
I had two.
Yeah. But. You know, Senator Jones has set a standard. You know, one of the most wonderful things this session for me is having this opportunity to serve under his chairmanship and tradition he has for an annual dinner for his committee and staff. So I have to live up to that. I certainly didn't quite meet the bar, but I think it was a wonderful, wonderful evening and very, very educational. And I think it's good for the committee to know when we're planning for emergencies. And we hope we can continue. I'd love to get the committee out to Camp Blanding. I think that would be the next step because very impressive. I mean, Camp Blanding is a leader, just as our Division of Emergency Management is probably the best in the nation. Camp Blanding is a model facility. A lot of other Guard units come to Florida to train, and that's to be our next tour. I want to also carry a tradition forward that Senator Jones does that I thought was an excellent idea. Never heard before, but his last meeting, he always has members give input for interim projects. And so I think we'll have one more meeting. We may or may not have a bill. We may have a presentation on economic development space. If I have a request, it'd be a short meeting, but I'd love for the members to think about some ideas for interim projects. We'll have some discussion on interim projects. That's the first time Chairman Jones actually had a committee chair ask his members about input on interim projects. I thought it was very, very gracious. So we want to do the same thing here, too.
Mr. Chairman, I want to throw one out since Senator Jones allowed me to throw one out there today. But I think one would be good if we could have a collaboration with the Department of Veteran Affairs. Also, the other one is the State University Systems and our community colleges to find out what are the best practices when veterans want to enter those institutions so they don't get the runaround. I mean, we can do just like we have student unions and all that. We might want to have a veterans union so they will feel comfortable when they come on the campus. I saw it done in Maryland where the lieutenant governor pulled this group together and they meet twice a year. And they have the presidents or their designee to tell what is the best practice at their university when military folks want to enroll at their university. So I'd like to see if we could do an interim study
okay.
on that.
Okay. That'd be good. Well, that's an excellent idea, and put your thinking caps on, and I look forward to having some additional dialogue. And that's especially appropriate since we did the bill this year, that we hope we get through the process. I had a meeting with President Herodopoulos yesterday and communicated to him the good work this committee is doing and let him know if we get all the bills passed that we've worked through this committee, we're going to have, we'll be by far the most military-friendly state in the union, so I was going to ask staff to maybe do a quick analysis of those bills so I can get them up to the president's office so we can kind of help them move along. I could not ask for a better committee. The members are just awesome here, and you're the wind beneath my sails, my wings.
Since you raised that question, I think it would be good even at the end of session if we can get all the bills that pass. So when we go back to our districts, if we go to a VFW, we go to whatever,
right.
We can tell them what we are doing. So when people retire, they'll know what's going on in Florida and what services are available.
That's a good idea. It's a great idea.
Especially with that presentation okay. we had from the feds. Now we got a face with a name. You know, we can call. We don't necessarily have to call the congressional people.
That was an amazing presentation.
Yeah,
that was
absolutely.
Amazing. Oh, great. Well, then, being no further business, Senator Storms moves that we rise.
We want more of these kind of meetings.